Hello there, I'm David Lowe, and this is Dean Martin.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here. Now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. Oh, love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lucky day. And change my lonely life that lucky day.
The unmistakable voice of Dean Martin and his 1960 recording of the Julius Stein, Betty Comden and Adolph Green song, Just in Time.
Once upon a time, a girl with moonlight in her eyes put her hand in mine and said she loved me so. But that was once upon a time, very long ago. Once upon a hill, we sat beneath a willow tree. Counting all the stars and waiting for the dawn. But that was once upon a time. Now the tree is gone. How the breeze ruffled through her hair, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young and didn't have a care. Where did it go? Upon a time, the world was sweeter than we knew. Everything was ours. How happy we were then. But somehow,
once upon a time never comes again.
That's John Garriott's first of July 1963 recording of a lovely song, Once Upon a Time. The accompaniment there was directed by Marty Gold.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world. Just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
To my arms tonight.
swiftly they go by. But my heart will beat for no other till time stands still and the river runs dry. Time and the river, how swiftly they go by. But my heart will beat for no other till time stands still and the river runs dry.
Louis Armstrong led off in that pairing of recordings, 1969 track from Louis, his version of a song written by John Barry and Hal David, We Have All the Time in the World. And that was closely followed by Nat King Cole and a few friends, and a small hit for Nat in early 1960. Lovely song, Time and the River, peaked at number 23 in Britain on the 27th of February of that year, 1960. You're listening to a Dialect Special with me, David Lowe, here on BCFM, 93.2 FM, and online at www.bcfmradio.com.
Alone am I, and all the world stands still as though it understands the way I feel. No use pretending, darling, I don't care. I know this time it's real. I tried so hard to make myself believe that this was just another passing thing. Although it seemed to be like this before, I know this time it's real. A fool was I to have ever scorned love. I never dreamed it could be this way. So let them say he falls in love each day, and then he falls in love with someone new. Although I must confess it's all so true, but this time I love you.
Heartache wasting my time by thinking you're mine and dreaming the way that I do? Am I wasting the tears I've cried all these years just wondering if your love is true? Will I lose in the end and just be a friend? Please tell me it's time that I knew.
Couple from the Brits, first of all, Matt Monro, 1961 recording of a song titled This Time, and the accompaniment there was directed by Johnny Spence. That was closely followed by the unmistakable voice of Dame Vera Lynn, and a recording she made in April 1959 with the orchestra there directed by Eric Rogers. And a song written in 1926 by Irving Bebo and Howard Johnson, entitled Am I Wasting My Time on You? Now, you may have noticed by now that all of the titles in this program include a common word, and that word is time. And we're going to carry on with that theme with a very big hit by Dickie Valentine, All the Time and Everywhere.
If you should feel two arms enfold you, don't be surprised if no one's there. It's just because my two arms hold you all the time and everywhere. If you should feel a kiss caress you right on some busy thoroughfare, it's just because my two lips bless you all the time and everywhere. All through the day near you I stand, you cross the way, I take your hand,
I wake and I count sheep on your pillow when you sleep. It took a lifetime, but I found you. And every day I say a prayer. Please, darling, keep my love around you all the time and everywhere. All through the day near you I stand. You cross the way, I take your hand. You lie awake and I count sheep. I'm your pillow when you sleep. It took a lifetime, but I found you. And every day I say a prayer. Please, darling, keep my love around you all the time and everywhere. All the time and everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, Sticky Valentine, that recording he took to number 9 in Britain on the 21st of March 1953. His interpretation of a song written by Bob Merrill, All the Time and Everywhere.
Sleepy time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you sleeping away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight, please give me one little kiss, then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your pill is waiting. Sleepy time, gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
Himself, Perry Como, accompanied by the Mitchellettes Trio, and their 1956 recording of a song written in 1925 by Richard Whiting, Ray Egan, Joseph Alden, and Ang Lorenzo, Sleepy Time Girl.
Come on in here. Come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band. Well, am my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Oh, my honey, oh, oh, my honey, better hurry, and that's me. And ain't you going, eh, ain't you going to the leader man, ragged meter man. Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand brass band. Ain't you coming along, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, now it's the best band in the land. Well, they can play bugle like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band. Well, am my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime
band. In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, a strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours. That's such a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime. In the good old summertime, for wandering in the park, the good old summertime, for kissing in the dark, strolling through a shady path in lover's lane with your baby, mine's the best one of them all. You hold her hand, she is happy holding yours. That's such a very good sign that she's your tootsie, wootsie, ootsie girl in the good old summertime. In the good old-fashioned summertime with your baby mine. And she's your tootsie, wootsie girl in the good old summer, the good old summer, good old summertime.
A couple of 1950s recordings by two of the most prolific recording artists of the 20th century. First of all, Connie Boswell's 1958 recording of the Irving Berlin classic Alexander's Ragtime Band, and closely followed by the equally distinctive voice of Bing Crosby and his 21st of May 1954, recording of the Ren Shields and George Evans song written way back in 1902 in the good old summertime, with the accompaniment there directed by John Scott Trotter. You're listening to a dialect special with me, David Lowe, here on BCFM at 93.2 FM and online at www.bcfmradio.com. By the way, if you'd like to drop me a line, it would be good to hear from you. You can call me, I beg your pardon, you can email me at davidlowpost@gmail.com. That's all one word and all lowercase, davidlowpost@gmail.com. And just to be sure it gets to me, my surname is spelt with an E, L-O-W-E, davidlowpost@gmail.com.
Standing by. gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven,
that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven,
counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey.
Maintaining our time theme, the word time in the title, yes, I promise you, the word time is in that recording we've just heard, but leading off in that pairing were the vocal group The High Lows and a recording they made in 1954 with the accompaniment directed by Frank Comstock. Their arrangement of George and Ira Gershwin's classic Summertime, closely followed by another fine male vocal group, the Ames Brothers, and a recording they made on the 23rd of June 1951, with the accompaniment there directed by one of the people who wrote the song, Les Brown. Les Brown wrote A Sentimental Journey in collaboration with Bud Green and Ben Homer.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I am coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
When twilight shadows deep tonight, dear, the city lights are gleaming o'er the snow. I sit alone beside the cheery fire, dear. I'm dreaming dreams from out the long ago.
When it's springtime Rockies, I am coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies.
That's Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae and their interpretation of a song called When It's Springtime in the Rockies, a recording they made on the 12th of March 1951, with the accompaniment there directed by Bill Luce.
I'm on my hands, and you in my arms, my love, my love, my love.
I'm on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love. You fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair.
Distinctive voice of Vaughan Munro with his orchestra and chorus, and a recording they made in 1948 of the classic song Time on My Hands.
Sentimental reason.
you do believe me. I've given you my
song stylists and two recordings from 1946. First, Dinah Shore's lovely version of For Sentimental Reasons, closely followed by Frank Sinatra and his October 46 version of the Jewel Stein and Sammy Kahn classic Time After Time.
Till the end of time, long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time. Each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time.
Another great song stylist, and that was Dick Hames and his 1945 recording of the Bud Kay and Ted Mossman song, Till the End of Time. Talking of which, you've been listening to a dialect special with me, David Lowe, here on BC FM, 93.2 FM, and online at www.bcfmradio.com. And I hope you can join me next time. Thank you.
fellas. Just you fellas. Listen to me. Got something to tell you. I want you to listen to every word and govern yourself according. Now pay attention. You see these girls with these fine diamonds and fox furs and fine clothes? Well, Jack, they're looking for a husband. And you're listening to a man that knows.
They done hooked!
They ain't fooling. And if you fool around with them, you're gonna get yourself a schooling. If she saves your dough and won't go to a show,
beware, brother, beware.
And if she's easy to kiss and never resists, be careful.
Beware, brother, beware.
And if you go for a walk and she just listens while you talk,
look out.
She's trying to hook you. And if nobody's looking and she asks you to taste her cooking,
don't do it.
And if you go to a show and she wants to sit in the back row,
bring her down front.
Bring her right down front. And if you go for a snack and she wants a booth in the back, watch it. She's trying to hook you. And listen, if she's used to caviar and fine silk, and when she goes out with you, she wants a hot dog and a malted milk. She's been used to going to Carnegie Hall, and when you take out nightclub and she wants to hear one meatball.
That's all.
If she grabs your hand and says, darling, you're such a nice man.
Beware,
I'm telling you.
Now,
listen to me. You think he's listening to me?
Yeah, he's listening.
You better listen to me. I'm telling you what's being put out. You better pick up on it. Now listen to this. If a sister calls you brother, you better get further, I'm telling you.
You better hit her.
You better hit her. And if she's kind of wild and she said, darling, please give me a trial. Don't do it. Don't be weak. Don't give it to her. If she looks up in your face and just melts into place,
let
her melt. Forget it. You think he's paying attention to her? Should I ask him about it? Tell him everything. Okay, I'll tell him. Listen, if she calls you on the phone and she says, darling, are you all alone? Tell her no, you got three girls with you. Don't pay no attention to women. Stand up for your rights.
That's right.
Be a man. That's
Superman.
Right. Should I tell him about
everything?
Well, listen, this is very important. If you turn out the light and she don't fight,
that's
all. That's all. That's the end. It's too late then. She got you hooked. You just well to stick with her. Put on that race to farm and pay attention to me. Now, listen. If you get home about 2 and you don't know what to do and you pull back the curtain and the whole family's looking at you, get your business straight and set the date. And don't be late. Gate. So, brother, beware!